And this is Mike Osborne for WMOT News. A Tennessee House subcommittee yesterday derailed an effort to extend to contract workers the same protections from sexual harassment enjoyed by full-time employees. National Democrat Bob Freeman introduced the bill, saying music industry contract workers have few legal options when harassed on the job. He called on Mid-State singer-songwriter Bree Murphy to share her experience with the committee.
I don't have just one story. I have countless stories. And I have literally lost track of the number of times I've been sexually harassed in the music industry.
Murphy went on to tell the panel that during her 8 years working Music City gigs in Nashville, she's been grabbed, chased, blackmailed, drugged, stalked, catcalled, threatened, and raped on the job. Committee's Republican majority expressed sympathy and a willingness to act, but worried that passing the measure might blur the legal definition that separates contract workers from full-time employees. Here's Lebanon Republican Clark Boyd.
If sexual harassment is going on in independent contractor status like this, something needs to be done, but this is not the solution. This bill can't be done. You can't give employee benefits to an independent contractor. It's just going to mess everything up.
Boyd suggested that the Chamber of Commerce, music industry reps, small business advocates, and government agencies need to be involved in crafting what he considered a workable bill. The measure was sent to a summer study committee, usually an indication that a bill is dead for the session. Look for a link to the full committee debate in this story at WMOT.org. Mike Osborne for WMOT News.